Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Are you having some brain fog this morning? Can't remember where you put the car keys? If yes, you're not alone. I'm having some brain fog, along with so many, many people. But for me, it's not about car keys. It's about answering questions about the Chicago race for mayor. I know there are answers in my head, but when the fog is acting up, I can't remember them. According to the experts, a common cause of brain fog is COVID. Because I'm vaccinated and boosted, lucky me, I've not had COVID. My fog, say the experts, is likely caused by not enough sleep or exercise, or too much pasta or pizza. The experts advise having a bowl a day of blueberries or strawberries, and learning a new word, and trying every day to understand that being an octogenarian, I should expect some brain fog. I'm following that advice, but it's not helping me to be always ready with an answer to the mayor question. Nor is the advice helping me be less angry at myself when I'm not ready, or less angry at my brain when it's not coming up with an answer. And the worst is, there's nothing I can do about it. But here's some good news. I've just discovered there is something I can do. Stop racking my brain for answers. If for a minute or two I can cool it and calm down and think about, oh, sunshine or the Bears winning a Super Bowl, the fog will lift, and then I can remember what's in my head. It's especially good news because I can share it with people bothered by brain fog. I can say from personal experience that cooling it and calming down is worth a try.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.